Welcome to the Science Podcast. It's February 19th, 2012. I'm Sarah Crespi. This is a special broadcast from the AAAS meeting in Vancouver, British Columbia. Will there be fish on the menu 100 years from now? Researchers here at the annual meeting are working on predicting the future of the oceans with an eye to advising policymakers and governments on best practices. Eric Stockstead, Science News writer, spoke with two such researchers about their prediction project.
Hi, this is Eric Stockstead with Science Magazine. I'm here at the Vancouver Convention Center at the annual meeting of the American Association for the Advancement of Science. And I'm talking with Vili Christensen from the University of British Columbia and his colleague Yoshi Ota about the NEREUS program. It's a global model looking at various impacts on the ocean and what the future of the oceans might be. Vili, give us a sense of the scale of this project.
Well, this is the first model of life in the ocean, and we're using this model with one specific focus. We are asking, will there be seafood and a healthy ocean for future generations to enjoy? That's the answer we have to come up with. And in order to get there, we need to understand how climate change is impacting the ocean. We also need to understand what happens in the ocean, how fish eat fish, you know that, but how that impacts the future fish populations. And again, that's impacted by what we decide to do with our fisheries. How are we going to manage our fisheries? All of that combined is what we need to understand in order to give guidance for how we can be sure that there will be healthy oceans in the future.
So you've just underway for a little more than a year now, and you're building this global model out of many components, looking at ecosystems and being informed by climate change models. So you've got a lot of work left to do putting it all together, but give us a sense about what you're already finding.
We found in this first analysis that the total fish biomass in the world ocean is around 2 billion tons. That corresponds to around 300 kilograms or 600 pounds per person on Earth. And that sounds like a lot. Well, it is a lot. But much of this is fish dispersed out in the open ocean, and very small fish that we call mesopelagics. These are fish that we do not eat. Whales like to eat them, but they are not of any interest for us, so we don't impact them much. We are also finding that the large fish, those that we like to eat, have declined very seriously over the last 40 years or more. They're down to less than half of what we had 40 years ago. And that's serious because it means the ecosystems in the ocean are changing. We're going away from the healthy ecosystem, that's those that have the predators and the prey, to ecosystems which are much more unstable. We're losing the top predators in the ocean. It's like you can think of Yellowstone Park. Some years ago, there were no wolves left there. The result was you had the prey population increasing, booming and bust resulted, diseases, lots of problems. The solution was to reintroduce the wolves. We do have wolffish in the oceans, but what we need is really the predators, good, healthy oceans with good, healthy predator populations to make sure we have stable ecosystems. That's the key.
One of the interesting things about this program is you're not just looking at stresses on the oceans like fishing and nutrient pollution and acidification, but you're also going to examine what possible solutions can be put in place and what those solutions might impact. Yoshi, tell us a little bit about how you're going to do that.
So the way we're going to do this is really trying to get the component of the governance and the management right from the start of the initiative and really encourage the communication between scientists and governance people. In that way, governance people and scientists can start speaking language or can find the same language, and therefore some of the governance structure will be based on quite good scientific result. That's what we're hoping to achieve in 8 years down the road.
So you might be able to go to a government and say, if you reduced fishing or if you reduced pollution, then they might see a certain amount of recovery in their fisheries or more catch potential. Is that?
Yes. What we like to do is propose the government, this could be the best way to govern or change this problem we have in the ocean, and we would like to give them some realistic solution to it. We cannot just say stop fishing. What we'd like to do is really give them a realistic and a scientifically reviewed perspective.
But we'll give them several scenarios. It's important for us as science to say, if you do this, that's the likely result. If you do that, that's the likely result. We can't choose, but we want to make it clear, and that's what we're doing with this NEROS program. We're making it clear what our options are and what will happen if we choose one part or the other.
You also have a pretty neat strategy for how to communicate those options and possible outcomes. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing with the gaming technology.
We are scientists, and we are good at communicating science using tables and spreadsheets and figures to other scientists. But we realize the shortcomings of that. That's not how you get your message across to a manager or politicians or to the public. And public support is really needed if we are going to change anything, make a better future. So what we've done is we made a 3D world, a Finding Nemo world, but based on science. You can think of this 3D world as interface for our models. It just shows in three dimensions fish swimming around and then how the ocean looked before, how they look now, and how they may look in the future depending on our action, your actions. The destiny of the ocean is in your hands.
These really are beautiful illustrations. So for all of you listening to this podcast, we'll put a link on so you can see some of these amazing depictions that the NEROS program has done. Thank you, Vili. Thank you, Yoshi.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was Eric Stockstedt speaking with Vili Christensen and Yoshi Ota on modeling the fate of the world's oceans. Thanks for listening to the Science Podcast. I'm Sarah Crespi. Check back on iTunes, the RSS feed, or the Science site for more podcasts from the meeting.